This is What The Flex. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Wednesday, the 13th of December.
Juzzy boy, Australians aged over 50 are expecting to retire with more debt than ever before, according to AMP. Get this one. Only 1 in 7 Australians believe they will be mortgage-free when they retire.
Jeez Louise, B-man. Speaking of debt, though, we've got a great article in the Flux app right about now about the difference between good debt and bad debt, how you can actually make debt work for you and when it's not really a good idea. So, Flux fam, if you're keen to learn more about how different types of debt work, check it out in the Flux app.
Three prosperous stories today, Juzzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, McDonald's Australia is facing a Big Mac-sized class action for allegedly forcing staff to work additional hours for free.
Ooh, the Golden Arch is facing a golden lawsuit here, B-man. So tell me more.
So, Juzzy boy, McDonald's Australia isn't just the company behind chicken nuggies and chippies and burgies.
Oh, no. They're also one of the largest employers in Australia. We're talking over 115,000 employees.
And while Macca's is known for its fast food, it seems like they've been a bit slow keeping up with fair work practices.
In fact, B-man, the Union for Fast Food Workers, called SDA, they claim that over 25,000 managers and supervisors at Macca's were asked to work unpaid.
Now, this was work requested to be done pre and post shift.
So now, the SDA has launched a class action against McDonald's Australia, as well as 325 individual franchisees.
So what is the key learning here?
Non-compliance with labour laws can be extremely costly for businesses, both financially and reputationally.
You see, Juzzy boy, when companies breach employment laws, it can grill a company's finances.
And fry their public image.
And Mackey D's are not the only large Australian business that have been found to underpay their staff quite recently.
Woolies admitted to underpaying its staff members up to $300 million over a decade.
And what about old CommBank? They underpaid more than 7,000 staff, and that went for over a decade as well.
And then George Calambaris was found to have unpaid his restaurant staff and ended up shutting down the business altogether.
So Macca's will be hoping it doesn't face a McFlurry of negative press off the back of this one.
For our second story, Hasbro, the toy and gaming maker, has announced 1,100 layoffs after it saw overall revenue decline.
So Mr. Potato Head just ain't as popular as he used to be. That's what I'm gathering here, Juzzy boy. What is the scoop?
So Hasbro, which is short for Hassenfeld Bros, was founded all the way back in 1923 when they sold textiles. And fast forward to today, Hasbro is the owner of toys and games like Monopoly, the Power Rangers, My Little Pony, as well as Nerf.
But Juzzy boy, despite these Nerf-tastic brands, Hasbro has seen its overall revenue decline by 10% over the last financial year.
But it gets worse than that, B-man, because this decline is actually being propped up by one part of the business, Wizards of the Coast.
Yep, that is the division that owns Dungeons and Dragons and Magic the Gathering.
That division saw its revenue jump by over 40% year over year.
So now Hasbro is laying off 1,100 staff because it's at a bit of a crossroads.
Yep, their toy business is declining while Wizards of the Coast has become an unexpected cash cow.
Wowee, Juzzy boy. So I'm wondering over here, what is the key learning?
Businesses need to prioritize the things that actually make them money.
Yeah, for many years, Juzzy boy, Hasbro has built its success off the back of its big name brands.
Your Monopolies, your My Little Ponies, your Transformers.
But these brands have actually fallen around 18% over the past 12 months.
So rather than persisting with these brands, Hasbro is letting go a large chunk of the employees in these teams.
And then they're refocusing their efforts on what actually is making Hasbro the money.
The digital gaming and content creation side of the business. For our third and final story, Google has lost a major antitrust case against Epic Games that could change app stores forever.
That sounds like a battle royale of Nerf-tastic proportions, Juzzy boy. Tell me more.
All right, bit of background, B-man. There are over 3 billion active Android devices in the world.
And of course, the Android operating system is owned by Google.
Through Google's Play Store, it charges app developers 30% of all in-app revenue. So back in 2020, Epic Games, which is the creator of Fortnite, brought a lawsuit against Google.
Epic claimed that Google used its powerful position to squeeze profits from app developers.
And 3 years later, when everyone forgot about this case, Epic Games has won.
The jury found that Google clearly had a monopoly when it came to how people get access to apps on Android devices.
Because developers can't sell their app on Android devices outside of the Play Store.
If this verdict holds, it could bring about huge changes changes for the entire App Store economy.
So what is the key learning here?
A court's decision can be mightier than a monopoly.
You see, B-Man, this decision by the court may force Google to allow app developers to sell their apps outside of the Play Store.
Meaning Google doesn't get the tasty clip of revenue.
And meaning Google could lose out on more than $40 billion in app revenue it takes each and every year.
And this ain't the first time an antitrust case has shaken up the tech industry.
I take you back to 2001, B-Man, when the Shrek movie first came out.
At that time, Microsoft was found guilty for having abused monopoly powers.
So they had to retreat and reset themselves,
which created space for tech rivals to emerge.
Especially Google, which grew into the behemoth that it's become today.
And Jazzy Boy, after this ruling, maybe, just maybe, we might see the same thing again.
B-Man, home loans equals good debt. Credit cards generally equals bad debt. Hex loans, questionable.
And Flux family, if you want to learn the difference between good debt and bad debt, there is one place to go.
It's all in the Flux app, where we break it down in simple and easy ways.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday.